Newcastle United have confirmed the signing of Anthony Gordon from Everton for an initial $40 million reported fee, rising to again reported $45 million with add-ons. 21-year-old forward man scored 7 goals in 65 games for Everton, was there since he was 11. Now, if you've looked at social media over the recent days, you will see that this signing has already split opinion. Very feisty character on the pitch. We'll all remember what happened the last time Everton went to Newcastle, and he had a bit of a run-in with the likes of Trippier and Cher. But, you know, if he's doing that in a black and white shirt and he's fighting for the cause, he's fighting for your team, he's fighting for the badge, you're going to love it, you know, because you have to do everything to win. You do anything to win. So as an opposition fan, yeah, he's one of those players you probably love to hate because he really winds you up. But if he's wearing your black and white shirt, then you are doing everything, you know, you're loving it, you're supporting it. And I think he's going to be a brilliant signing. I know, again, there's a lot of issues over, a lot of concerns from certain fans over his attitude, but you've got to remember that no one better than Eddie Howe knows just how important the unity in the dressing room is. You know, that feeling, the togetherness, the right attitude, and making sure that whoever comes in has that right attitude and can fit straight in is so important. You know, Steve Nicks and Dan Ashworth would all know that. You imagine they've rang round, or someone close to them has rang round and done all the checks they need to on Anthony Gordon. Because, of course, you can have all the talent in the world, but you can be a disruptive influence. And I know that is the concern of some. But they would have rang round and done the checks, and whatever they've heard about Anthony Gordon is enough for them to sanction a deal and bring him to Newcastle United. And that is good enough for me. I imagine it's good enough for most of you guys watching this, because at the end of the day, Eddie Howe is the man that's going to work with him day in, day out on that training pitch alongside the likes of Jason Tindall. And I'm sure that any concerns over his attitude will soon disappear, because, you know, that feistiness you see on the pitch will now be done for the cause of Newcastle United. And hopefully he goes on to help them secure a top four finish. He leaves Everton, yeah, you would say not on the best of terms. Obviously, he missed a few days training, but he was in on Friday. And he handed in a transfer request to force a deal through again. And people are saying, well, it doesn't really impress you, but it happens in football. You know, we had a live talking on Thursday, and the panel went through a list of several players who effectively went on strike to force a deal to Newcastle United. Alan St. Maximum was one of them who forced his way to a move to Tyneside. So it happens in football, as long as they produce on the pitch after arrive, and then it'll be quickly forgotten. It is a massive fee, isn't it? I think it's refreshing to know and to see that Newcastle, when they need to make a move, when the right player becomes available, that they can spend that money. You know, the money is there for the right player. It's someone they've liked for a long time. You know, they've watched them, reports that they were after him in the summer. And I think what it shows, again, we saw with the likes of Botman and Isak, that if Newcastle can't get their target the first time around, that they are either prepared to move on to someone on a list, or they're prepared to come back again in a few months. And they've done that here. They've clearly got a list that they're working off, you know, where the checks are being made. And I think it's going to be a really, really good sign. Chelsea were linked to him. So again, they've beaten a so-called, I say so-called because Newcastle are well ahead of them in the table, but a so-called top six side to a sign. And we saw Newcastle beat Arsenal to Bruno last January, and they are making waves in the Premier League, in the transfer market. Will it secure them top four? If you would like to think so, it's a big outlay. If not, is he the man to score the goals? Again, you know, the record of, what, 7-65 isn't great, but under Eddie Howe, a man who's turned the careers of Joe Linton, Almiron around from average players to top quality Premier League players, I think he'll look at that and think, well, if he can do it for them, he can do it for me. And you've got to remember, he's only 21 as well. He's got a big, big future ahead of him. I don't think it'll take time for him to bed in. I think he's proven himself in the Premier League. He's whatever you might think about Everton, and obviously it's a bit of a mess down there at the moment, you know, there are similarities between Newcastle just in terms of kind of the cauldron of the home grounds and the passion of the home fans. And, you know, so you'll be used to that, used to the pressure and the expectation and the attention that comes with playing for a club where the fans, you know, go to bed thinking about Newcastle and wake up the next morning thinking about Newcastle. So that, I think he'll just get on with that. He'll be excited to come to a club that are at the right end of the table. And hopefully he makes his debut against West Ham on February the 4th and Newcastle get a vital 3 points towards that top four qualification. We've got some quotes here from the press release. So just let me quote you what Anthony Gordon said. Since I heard of the interest, I was always convinced Newcastle were for me. I think the fan base in the city really suits me as a person. The way the team are playing under the gaff at the minute really suits me, and the club just look like they're heading in the right direction. I feel like it's a really big step. People haven't seen what I'm capable of yet. I think under the gaffer and the way the club is going, I can really excel here. Eddie Cow said, I'm delighted to sign Anthony. He's a top talent. I'm really excited to work with him to develop him. And I'm looking forward to seeing what he can do in a Newcastle United shirt. I'm going to read some of the comments here. Alan says, I'm not a fan of Gordon, but I'm going to back him all the way to become a very good team player under Eddie Howe. And I think that's probably the key point out of all the debate on social media over recent days. And, you know, my opinion is just as valid as you guys watching this. Your opinion matters just as much as mine. And so does everyone on social media who's had their say. But my overriding conclusion of this is you just trust Eddie Howe. You trust Steve Nixon. You trust Dan Ashworth. That they know exactly what they've bought. They know exactly why they've bought him. And you trust them in that decision. You know, they will be working with him day in, day out. They've clearly liked something when they've watched him. They've watched him over a long period of time. They've gone back in him from now and probably got him for a better price than they would have had to pay last summer as well. I think Chelsea were quoted something like 60 million. Newcastle have got him for a reported 40 million. So they've saved themselves a bit of money. He's won for the future. He comes into a dressing room full of leaders as well. So that's going to help. I think this is a really, really good signing. Let me know what else you guys think in the comments. Nick says Gordon will come good under Eddie. He hasn't been with a good manager for ages. You know, he hasn't started a game for Everton since Boxing Day. Don't think he's scored for Everton since October against Crystal Palace. So that is a long time to go without a goal. Long time to go without a start, especially given Everton's mess. And he is, you know, held as one of the best young players in England. He's clearly one of the better players they had at Everton. So he's left not in the best terms, but, you know, he's come to a club now where things are on the up, and that positivity will help him settle in without a doubt, especially if they beat Southampton on Tuesday. I mean, imagine Gordon making his debut on the Saturday against West Ham, with Newcastle having secured a place in a Wembley final. You know, it'll just be an absolute electric atmosphere on the Saturday. What number shirt will he have? I'm not too sure. It'll be interesting to see that. Joanna says, welcome to the tune. Craig says, I trust Eddie, so believe he will prove himself and be a great player. Someone says, I hope he's not here to replace Maxman, who of course has been linked with a move away, but, you know, it's understood Newcastle want to keep him. And I think, especially when you're battling for top four, you're not going to let Alan St. Maximin go now, you know, because there's not that many days left to the window. It would have to be a massive bid, and you need all, your players, your best players, to help you secure top four. And St. Maximin, whether he's starting, whether he's come off the bench, he just frightens defenders. I would start him personally on Tuesday against Southampton. I think his cameo in the first leg, it was good enough to put him in against Southampton from the start, get Newcastle a few early goals, and then you can kind of, you know, not relax, but you can be a little less under pressure going into the final 45. I would start him on Tuesday. I certainly wouldn't sell him, certainly not. Bray says Eddie will make Gordon world class. Joanna again is very impressed with Gordon coming in. She says it's a good signing, and I agree with that. I think it's an excellent sign. I think the fact that Newcastle have moved, they've got the player that they've wanted, is a good sign. Good sign of things to come in future windows as well. They've done their homework, and I think it's a really exciting signing. And sometimes, you know, the best players do come with a few maybe attitude problems. I'm not saying Gordon has that, but sometimes you look around and the best players do come with that. So maybe Newcastle sacrifice a little bit of that for the talent. But I'm sure under Eddie Howe, you know, he'll know exactly how to handle him. Armour on the shoulder, he will make him into a brilliant player. There's a reason why Gordon was linked to so-called bigger sides than Newcastle, And there's also a reason why Newcastle have gone and splashed so much money on him. And given they've needed additions this January, or the exit of Chris Wood, they needed a couple even before then, in my opinion. For him to come in and be the big money signing says a lot about how much they wanted him, how much they think of him, and how big of a part he's going to play going forward. And again, Joanna says that's a good point. Eddie Howe knows what he's doing. And I don't think you can say much more than that. Eddie Howe knows what he's doing. It's going to be a great addition to the squad. What happens in the remainder of the window? Well, the fullback from West Ham, there's a reported fee being agreed there. So that hopefully will, if that does go through, will add something on the fullback situation, back up for Kieran Trippier. And then he, of course, can develop under the likes of Trippier's guidance and what have you. Will they get anyone else? I know Madison's been strongly linked. You know, time isn't on their side in the window. But I do expect, I expect it to be a busy window, I think, across the whole of the Premier League. We haven't really seen much movement so far. I thought when Danny Ings went to West Ham, that would be the first domino to fall. But it hasn't really happened. So the next couple of days, I think, will be a little bit busy. Newcastle, you know, you would of course say could do with James Madison, fantastic player, but you know, can they make that work? Will Leicester sell? Will the price work? It's, you know, there's a million one factors that have to go into that sort of deal. You know, I would still like to see them bring a striker in, but that's easier said than done. Who's out there that's going to come in and you know, hit the ground running, which is what they need? I know Isak's back and he's looking sharp, but can you really go at the end of the season with just Isak and Wilson? I know Gordon can play up front, but it's not his natural position. You could play Maxi there, you could play Joe Linton, but again, you're playing players who aren't suited there. Wilson looks a little bit out of sorts. Isak obviously has had these injury issues. I would feel a lot more secure if they had another striker, but again, with the remainder of the days, the you know, the January premium, the Newcastle premium that clubs like to make the club pay, it might be a little bit difficult to splash some more money in the remainder of the days. Will Gordon play on Tuesday? He's cup tied, so in the press release it said that he's likely, or he could make his debut against West Ham on Saturday, so he won't play. Joanna says, we don't want Madison, we've got Almiron. I thought he had a good game against Southampton, didn't score, but created some good chances. I think he could score on Tuesday, actually. He's been, obviously, Newcastle's probably, at least in terms of goals, best player this season. Craig says, give Isak some time, he will prove himself. 100% agree with you on that, Craig. I would play Isak from the start on Tuesday. I think time to take Callum Wilson out of the firing line a little bit. Obviously, it's, the form's not there with Wilson. Isak came off the bench, changed the game, didn't he? Set up Joe Linton. He had more touches than Wilson. He did a bit more running. He just looked a totally different player. So I would start him on Tuesday. But my point being is that it's a risk, I think, to finish the season with just Isak and Wilson. Of course, if they stay fit and on form, it's a gamble. It's paid off. But then if they pick up an injury, suspension, on form, you are lacking options up front. So we'll see what happens there. But yes, I totally agree. Isak will prove himself. I don't think he needs to prove himself. I think we know how good he is. He's just got to start nabbing the goals after that injury. Roger says, I think it's a good signing. Far more pros than cons. Stats aren't that great, but he's been a trouble club for far too long. Eddie Howe will get him to thrive. Yep, 100% agree with that. Like I say, coming to a club where everything's positive, it's such a massive factor and settling really quickly, isn't it? So I think confidence is everything. Johnny says, we're on the rise. This can only be a good thing for us. How we are the lads. Thomas says, our blip has been the past four games. Time to kick on and we will. Joanna says, Isak can score goals. So there we have it. Anthony Gordon and Newcastle United player signs a long-term deal for a fee reported to be £40 million, rising potentially to £45 million with add-ons. Lots of debate about whether this is a good signing or a bad signing. He's got talent, and I'll just go back to what my personal opinion is. You trust the process, you trust Eddie Howe, and the transfer team have done their research. They like what they see. They wouldn't add a bad apple to the dressing room because that spirit within the dressing room is something that not many teams have got, and it's proved so crucial. You know, it is a massive reason to why Newcastle are in the semi-finals of this cup. Massive reason why they're in the top four going for Champions League. A massive reason why they're ahead of schedule. And it is the unity. And I think there's enough leaders there to stamp anything out. But at the same time, I don't think they would have signed him if they were really that worried about him disrupting the dressing room. I think he's just feisty on the pitch. And hey, if he's doing it in black and white, then we're all for it, aren't we? So this has been Chronicle NUFC Live. Head over to chroniclelive.co.uk where we'll keep up to date with all the latest Newcastle United news, including all the reaction to this signing. We'll have a podcast tomorrow previewing the game against Southampton on Tuesday. And then it's deadline day at the same time as well. We'll be running our live blog all the way through the day and bringing you coverage, of course, of the second leg of the EFL Cup. It's going to be a busy few days. Do head over to chroniclelive.co.uk.